Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could join us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry, and with me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, it's been almost 1 year since Russell M. Nelson, the 17th president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, came out with a mandate asking members to no longer refer to themselves as Mormons and for members not to refer to their church as the Mormon Church. In fact, the church came out with a statement on their official website, which at that time was Mormon Newsroom, saying that they were no longer to use words like Mormon, Mormonism, and even LDS, even though at the time they were using LDS.org as the URL for their official website. But they're not supposed to use those terms any longer. I'm just wondering, Eric, how that's been working out for them, because I've kind of noticed in talking with Latter-day Saints that there's a mixed opinion on this. Some Mormons seem to be really upset when you use the word Mormon, and some don't even care. In fact, I've even had some members of the church call themselves Mormons even after they were told by their prophet not to refer to themselves that way any longer.
I think a lot of Latter-day Saints don't quite know what to do with this, because it's difficult for them to remember to call themselves something other than Mormon, because it's been ingrained in them since primary that Mormon is who we are. They had an I Am a Mormon campaign even. And if you go on the website and you click in I Am a Mormon, you will see many videos that are still up on YouTube that you can actually go watch of people talking about how they are Mormon, not that they're a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So you and I have both had these experiences out on the street where either they are bristling that you would use the term Mormon or that they're using Mormon themselves. So it seems to be almost confusing within the ranks.
And I've even had it used one time where it was, I think the person was even trying to be deceptive. Talking to a Mormon apologist and the friend that I was with, he used the phrase Mormon in a sentence, and this apologist immediately said, I'm not a Mormon. And I caught that, and I knew exactly what he was doing, so I made the announcement to the people that were listening. I says, oh yeah, that's right. Before August of 2018, he was a Mormon, but after August of 2018, he was no longer a Mormon. Now, why did he say that? I still don't understand to this day why he had to inject that. Well, I'm not a Mormon. Come on. Why would you do something like that? Except to maybe try and make the person you're talking to look ignorant? But as you said, everybody knows what that term means, and we don't mean it to be derogatory. They've been using it since the beginning of their church, for Pete's sake. But I think it's got to be, as you said, very confusing to the Latter-day Saint who's been using this title to describe himself and others that are members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because that's what they've always known. And you're right, that term, I Am a Mormon, in the video series, when October rolled around, October of 2018, Russell M. Nelson gets up and he actually says that using the term Mormon offends God. Okay, so does that mean every time those videos are played, the individual that says, I'm a Mormon, every time that's being played, are they offending God? Well, if so, Mr. Nelson, you better be taking those things down as quickly as possible, because aren't they sinning in offending God by using that term? I'm just trying to carry it to its logical conclusion, try as I might. But it seems like there's a huge inconsistency here, and I don't know if it's really working all that well for the LDS Church now, because as you've said, there's some that don't seem to care, and you even heard one gentleman not too terribly long ago say that he didn't even like that whole mandate that came out from the church.
Right. There's an article that was published in the Salt Lake Tribune, and the title is Latter-day Saint Leader Russell Nelson Trumpets Church of Jesus Christ, but so do many other Christian faiths. And this was written by Peggy Fletcher Stack on April 3rd, 2019.
And why is that date important? Because remember, this first came out in August of 2018, and then we had an October General Conference where Russell M. Nelson doubled down on that. And now here we are in April of 2019. Well, the reason why this article shows up in the Salt Lake Tribune is because this is around the time that the church started rolling out its new URL, its new address to its particular websites, including LDS.org.
And so this is how she starts. The LDS Church just amped up the religious rivalry around who owns the name Jesus Christ. Last August, Latter-day Saints embraced their prophet's mandate to use the faith's official name, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, as a public and private push to recognize a Savior who they believe leads their church. Outsiders, researchers, and reporters respected the religion's right to self-identify, and many strived to follow its preferred style guide, some even eschewing the popular term Mormon to describe the 16 million members. Recently, though, the Utah-based church replaced its official website, LDS.org, with a new domain name, simply churchofjesuschrist.org, without the Latter-day Saints ending, a move some Christians find confusing, curious, or downright offensive.
And she goes on to say, after all, scores of churches have Christ in their names, and many online domains are similar as well. And then she proceeds to list a number of various denominations that use the name of Christ in it. And then she also includes some of the Restoration churches that also use the name. She lists, for instance, the Church of Jesus Christ Bickertonite is a Christian Restorationist church headquartered in Monongahela, Pennsylvania. It began with former Latter-day Saint authority Sidney Rigdon. And as I said, she mentions other splinter groups as well. What's interesting about this is in this article, and again, folks, this is from April of 2019. So this is not something that just came out, but since we're almost approaching the one-year anniversary of this mandate, I find it interesting to go back and look at this article now. She says, in recent years, the church has not, quote, honked about that so much, says the Reverend Jeffrey R. Silliman, a lifelong Utahn and former pastor at Mount Olympus Presbyterian Church in Mill Creek, and that's a section of Salt Lake City. It's interesting what the former pastor of this Presbyterian church has to say. It says, Silliman was okay with Latter-day Saints using the full name of their church more often, he says, to help others recognize their connection to Christ, but the new domain name, Silliman says, offends me. He says it accentuates that the rest of us are not the Church of Jesus Christ, the Presbyterian says. It's an attempt to assert the church's claims. And that was an argument that we raised after this came out in August. When Russell M. Nelson was demanding that everybody refer to his church in a certain way, well, our objection was, is when you say it's the Restored Church of Jesus Christ, that was one of the suggestions that was given, or the Church of Jesus Christ, that's a truth claim that the LDS Church makes. And if you know anything about the First Vision account, according to that event that Joseph Smith claimed he experienced when God the Father and Jesus appeared to him, he made it clear that he was told that all the churches were wrong, that all their creeds were an abomination, and that their professors were corrupt. So I can understand perhaps why Pastor Silliman is offended by this, because it certainly does make it appear that only they are the true church, which is something they've always said, and that we're outside of that. And it goes along with this. If their church is the only true church, well, folks, think about it logically. Any other church outside of that parameter is going to be considered to them as being false, correct? Of course it would. One of the things that I found interesting, though, is that in this domain name change, they use the name Church of Jesus Christ. But wait a minute, Mr. Nelson, that's not what you said God commanded his church to be called. And if I remember correctly, he cited from section 115 of the Doctrine and Covenants, verse 4. And this is how it reads, "For thus shall my church be called in the last days, even, capital, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints." So basically what we have here, Eric, is a compromise on the part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in their domain name, not using the, which is part of the name, and that's exactly what it says. Thus shall my church be called the Church of Jesus Christ, and they leave off the of Latter-day Saints. Does that offend God in some way since they're not using it properly? I mean, that was the argument that Nelson used. This is what it says, and this is what we should call it. But yet when it comes to domain names, and this was an argument we raised a year ago, it seems to show that Russell M. Nelson, perhaps because he's in his 90s, he just doesn't understand how domain names work. He doesn't understand how the internet works. And perhaps that's why it took several months before the church could actually get around to changing their domain names, which they still own, by the way, folks. They still own LDS.org. They still own Mormon.org. Could we assume that owning Mormon.org somehow offends God as well?
And we would be willing to take those domain names from them if they would like to give those away. Because how many people type in the word Mormon when they want to find out about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints? Look, Bill, it would be almost comical. It is comical, I would say, when Russell M. Nelson makes this charge that you can't call them by something that for many years they called themselves. And to act as if it's something that they're not supposed to be called anymore. We don't mind when people call us different ways. They can call us Christians, they can call us Protestants, they can call us evangelical Christians. Certainly, there are a number of ways to identify. Other people can call us whatever they want. We certainly like a certain term, and I like the term evangelical or Bible-believing Christian. That's my preferred reference. But to make it so that everybody ought to go with what he says, I think is almost silly.
Well, I think also, and we've often had to say this when we speak at churches, because some people are very aware of this mandate from August and also October of 2018. And I will get up and I will say, look, we know that the church came out with this statement in August and in October that they don't want to be called the Mormon Church. They don't want to be called the LDS Church. And we apologize right up front saying, look, we're not going to call them by their official name every time we make reference to this church, because if we did, and I still stand by this, if we referred to them by their official name every time we make reference to them, people would think we are mocking them because the title is so long and cumbersome. It's not out of disrespect that we use the shorter term, but really what has happened is Russell M. Nelson, whether he wants to admit it or not, put everyone else between a rock and a hard place.